Simon Sadi Aleph Seif Dalet. We're going to be the last few Seifim now are addressing the Shaila and the Halachas of Netilas Yadayim Letfila, washing hands for davening. I want to point out before we enter this Seif, which is only a few Seifim, and I hope to complete it hopefully tonight or tomorrow. Before we enter that, and we did go through Seif yesterday, Seif Dalet briefly yesterday, but I want to just make three introductions, very brief introductions. Once we understand that, everything will be much smoother. First of all, I would like to say that when we talk about Netilas Yadayim, washing hands for tefillah, for davening, the first point we need to be aware of is that why is it that we need to wash hands for davening? Why is it? Why is it? Why do we need to wash hands for davening? Why? So, contrary to popular belief, the reason why I need to wash hands for davening is mishum nekiyas, because of potential dirt on your hands. And it's not only referring to dirt, but we learned that anybody who touches an uncovered part of his body, we learned previously, you also need to wash your hands, but that itself is also, do you remember we spoke about touching uncovered, we spoke about touching areas of your body which normally covered, and you're touching it, where you need to wash your hands as well. But that is also because of Imnun Ezer, that's also because of potential dirt. It's a shvitzi part of your body, and you're touching it, your hands may get dirty. So either way, whether it's because of touching covered parts of your body, or because of physical dirt on your hands, either way, the halacha, the reason why we need to wash hands for tefillah is because of nekiyas, because of cleanliness. That is the reason why we need to wash hands for tefillah. That's a really important rule, which I think is contrary to popular belief. Okay, so that's, you're right, this is something which is mentioned in Rishonim. But the main halacha, the main point we're going to see in this eve, is not what you're saying, is because of Nikias Mamash. And that's really important to be aware of this. Now, we learned in Simon Dalet, a while ago, half year ago, we learned that, or more than that even, close to a year ago, we learned that there is other reasons why a person needs to wash hands when he wakes up. Right, we spoke about nail basa, and we spoke about, that's all true. And under some circumstances, you may wash your hands once, and that may suffice for a few things. It may indeed. But we have to realize that there is, and we're going to be speaking about this Heschadas so shortly. But the point that I want to come across very clearly is that the reason why we need to wash hands for tefillah, whether it's Shachis, Mincha, or Ma'arim, we're going to talk about more details shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. But the requirement to wash hands is because of Nikias, because of cleanliness. Point number one. No, I thought many people, pardon? Yeah, I think as many people think that it's because of, a bit similar to what you're mentioning, that it's because of Priprihikoin or something like that, which is not the main reason. It's not the main reason. Some points are mentioned, but it's not. Some people also seem to confuse it with Negel Vasa, I'm not sure. So it's not. It's none of that. It's because of Nikias. Okay? Point number one. Point number two, which is has to be also discussed, is the halacha of Stam Yodayim Nikias Hein. There's machloikas as to whether hands that you're not aware of being dirty. You're not sure if they are dirty, you're not sure if they are clean. Are they halachically classified as clean, or they're halachically classified as dirty? Your regular hands. You know, if you washed them 5 minutes ago, you know they're considered clean. If you just did a dirty job in the garden, you know they're for sure dirty. What happens if it's neither? It's not, you're not fully aware, you're not aware of any reason why they should be dirty, and you're not aware of any significant reason why they should be clean. Are they, that's Stam Yodayim, random hands, Nekiyas Hein or not. And the halacha is, what we're going to pass, it's a machloikas. But lemais we're going to see in Seif Hei, the halach is Stam Yodayim Nekiyos Hein. Unless there's any particular reason to assume that your hands are dirty, we are safe to assume our hands are clean. Stam Yodayim, Stam hands, Nekiyos Hein are clean. Point number two. Point number three, which has to be emphasized as well, is that when we talk about washing hands for Nekiyos, there is a rule. Now, ideally, you need to wash hands with water, because there's nothing, I don't know why physically, why it's so, but the best way to wash hands is with water. And the halacha taka states that, we're going to see that, you need to wash hands with water, that's the best way to rid of any dirt. However, what happens if you haven't got any water accessible? What happens then? What happens if you haven't got any water?
Just use a
towel. Very good. So, the lechatchila, you should use water. So much so, the lechatchila of water is so much so that you actually even have to go to some distance to access water. If you haven't got water in front of your nose, but you need to go to some distance, yes, you will need to get so and so far to access the water in order to wash your hands with water. Because lechatchila you need to wash hands with water. However, bedi'eved, if there is no way you can access water, or it's inaccessible, you can't, there's also a concept of washing hands. If it's linakias, b'chol mida d'menaka, b'chol mida d'manka, that anything that is particularly hard, as you mentioned, a towel is a beautiful example, something which is hard, which rubs off, something which rubs off, and you can actually clean your hands out. Imagine your hands are dirty, so by having that rubbing effect, you can actually get rid of dirt. Okay, so lechatchila, water, and you even have to go to some distance. You get if you go out of your way to get.
To me, if I'm going to the hotel, then I'm washing my tissues or something. That's lechatchila.
As opposed to, I don't know much about, but apparently germs. If you think about germs, as well as if your hands are really dirty, you're not going to use a tissue. You're going to probably wash it with hot water. And, oh wait, well, I'm not going to say hot water. You know, with water. Water is, I don't know why it's like that. No, don't you? Yeah, something dafke. Right, so you won't. You say that, why is it so much lechatchila? I hear that. You say that if it's nothing to matara, if it's the physical dirt, why is it so much of a diyevet to use a towel or a tissue or whatever it is? I hear. Yeah. Right, okay, so that it's an interesting question. The sprays and all, I'm not talking from a lot of knowledge. They apparently don't clean hands. You get rid of germs. And apparently some say that it doesn't even. But, apparently all you do is that, I'm not sure, I know too little about this, but it certainly does, it may not be an efficient way of cleansing your hands. But you're doing something else, you may get rid of germs, or you may do something else, but it's not a cleansing action. Okay, so having said those three introductions, again, first of all, the Netilas Yadayim Letfila is for Nekiyas, point number one. Point number two, that Sam Yadayim Nekiyas, and thirdly, that there is a concept of washing hands also with rubbing, with stones or pebbles, something like that. That works as well. But Yevet, once you've understood those three halachas, we can now those three concepts, we can now start with Siv Dalet. Page 250. Tzorich lirchoitz yodov b'mayim. A person is to wash hands with water im yeshloi, if there is water available and accessible. He needs to wash hands with water for davening. V'meinloi, and if there is no water right next to him. Tzorich lachzorich achareihem. He needs to go out of his way at paso until a paso. How much is a paso? 4 mil, we said. So that's 72 minutes. You need to travel 72 minutes in order to get hold of water to wash your hands. But which hands are we talking about? What kind of hands are we talking about? Let's try to work this one out. What kind of hands are we talking about? Yes, letfila, netilas yadayim letfila, correct. How are your hands? How? They must be properly dirty. Why are you saying that?
That's why you need water.
Very good. So that's right. This is if he's going on, he's traveling. And there's water right before him. But if you travel back, if you need to go back, you need to go out of your way backwards. Add mil, you need to go a mil, which is 18 minutes. You don't need to go more than 18 minutes. But if you are worried, you're concerned that you're going to miss the latest man of Shmoyne Esa, you should wash your hand with stones, with pebbles, with any hard rubbing item that you can cleanse your hands with that. So, Shulchan Aruch says, a person has to wash hands with the foot filler. Now, it depends, you need to, if your hands are dirty, you need to go and wash your hands. How far do you need to go? If there's no water in front of you, how far do you need to go to wash to get hold of water? So if it's in your way, it's not out of your way, It's with it, so you have to go all the way till 72 minutes, if that's the way where your shul is. You're traveling 72 minutes towards your shul, so you need to go that far. If it's out of your way, if the shul is this direction and the water is the opposite direction, all you need to go is you need to go 18 minutes to get hold of your water. 18 minutes. If it's the opposite, if it's out of your way, you need to go 18 minutes. This is, of course, identical to which concept that we learned.
How far you should go for a minyan.
Absolutely. It's absolutely identical to halachas of Tefillah B'Tzibah. That's how far you need to go. In fact, yeah, you're right. I was talking about the mill. If it's out of your way, yeah, yeah. But if it's within, I was referring to if it's within, you need to, that's how far you need to. If it's out of your way, you need to go a mill, which is identical measure than if it's out of your way for Tefillah B'Tzibah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now.
Can you use other types of liquid?
Pardon?
Do you have to drink from
the same? Yes, that would be fine as well.
You've got orange juice.
Yeah, that would be fine. That'll be fine. So there's more to discuss over here. Mishnah Bus Hifkotn Yudalet, first of all, teaches us ve'eina niguv me'akev b'zeh. If you didn't dry them, that doesn't matter. Niguv, drying your hands, is not me'akev b'di'evet. As it is by washing hands for food. If you wash for moitzi, you need to dry your hands. Here, you wouldn't need to be the avet. Now, let's look at Seif Cotton Tezvov, which is the crucial Seif Cotton in this Seif. Because see, Mishnah Berurah over here says, sorry, for dafke, k'sheyodea shem luchlochois. This is dafke referring to hands which are dirty. Clearly dirty hands. But if you're talking about stam yodayim, mikel besomach b'seifei. We learn in seifei that it's fine. And this, of course, is based on the halacha, as we mentioned earlier, that stam yodayim nekiyosein. Stam yodayim, you can assume they are clean. Therefore, you don't have to go that far to wash your hands. Here we're talking about hands which are clearly dirty. If your hands are dirty, you know they are dirty, then you need to go 18 minutes way to get hold of water, and if it's in your way, you need to go even further now. But if it's out of your way, you need to go 18 minutes to get hold of water if your hands are dirty. If your hands are not dirty, we're going to see in Seif Hey, Talach is more lenient. So with this Seif, that's really, really important, he's talking about hands which you know are dirty. But if we're talking about dirty hands, as I mentioned earlier, it's not only physical dirt. You've got mud on your hands, or you got something really dirty in your hands. It's not only referring to that. Again, dirty is also, if you touch a covered part of your body, that's also considered dirty. Because we assume that your hands got dirty from that. Does that make sense? Does that make sense so far? Yeah? Yeah, is that okay? Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. What happens if a person has dirty hands and there is a minion? There is a minyan starting now. And you know, if you're going to get hold of water to wash your hands, you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibah. Again, we're talking about somebody who's got dirty hands. What should he do?
Use something else.
Rabbi Kagan says, don't go to wash your hands with water, you're going to miss the minyan. Don't wash. Use pebble stones, towels. What's your opinion?
Somebody says you can do it on the surface like that.
Yeah, let's. Should you go to get water? Could miss Tefillah B'Tzibah, or should you do it like that? Miss minion or not? No, says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. It's in Tzivkot and Chof. Ve'im yachsoy achamayim yavos man Tefillah B'Tzibah. If you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibah by getting hold of water, Kasav Abach, the Bach writes, Ta'av she'eshos en tzorech lachsoy, v'inakim midinim lakim. Precisely what you were saying, you should wash your hands with something hot. Don't bother going getting hold of water if that's going to miss your minion. If you're going to miss the minion by getting hold, by running after water, don't. Just use pebble stones, anything hard, a hard surface, and that's what you're going to do. Okay. Seif Hey.
If he travels 72 minutes.
If he
doesn't find anything in 72 minutes.
Yeah. You'll have to just use. You'll have to use. Then you're right. If he doesn't find anything, he just has to use b'chol midin melaka. Any hard, pardon?
Should he cover his
hands? No, we don't find that this halacha here. No, we don't find it. No, there's no Indian of covering hands. As we find, yeah, we don't find that here. As a, what you're referring to is halachas of teres in the suda. We don't find that here. Yeah. Sifhei rochatz yodaim shachis. A person washed his hands, shachis, in the morning when he woke up, he did wash his hands. V'siach daitoy, and then he didn't think about his hands too much. He got busy with his own things, and he didn't think about his hands. Tzrichim netilat tefillah miyesh lo mayim. He needs to wash his hands again before davening. If there's water available, he needs to wash hands again. Afal pi shein yodea shein lohem shum lichl. Although he's not aware of any specific dirt in his hands, since there's water available and he has not thought about his hands, they could have got dirty in the meantime, he should wash his hands again. V'lo yivorech, however, should not make a brocha. V'im eloi ma'im mezumonim. But if there's no water right next to him, ein tzorech lachzav v'lito, he doesn't need to wash hands again. Hagav afilo yoido menuchlochos, even if his hands were dirty, v'noitan etfilin, he washed his hands for tefillah, eno mevorech. Okay, the Ramah says, first of all, you're never going to make a brocha, says the Ramah, for washing hands for davening. Never. You're never going to make, says the Ramah, you're never going to make a bracha for washing your hands for davening. Point number, in the Ramah, it's the second, point number one. The first point the Shulchan Aruch says, however, is as follows. A person who has hands which he's not aware of any dirt getting there, but he's not aware of them particularly clean. He washed his hands, but often didn't think about it. Could be in the meantime, he touched something dirty. He's not aware of it. He didn't think too much about it. And now he wants to daven. He wants to daven now. And there is no water right next to him. Does he need to wash his hands? Yes or no? No water right next to him. Does he need to wash his hands? Yes or no? So imagine the same, that would be exactly the same shaila. A person who washed his hands at home and few hours passed, and he's now going even for Mincha now. Or it could be Ma'ariv, or it could be Shachis. And he didn't think about his hands too much. He's done things in the meantime. He's driven in the meantime, and he's done this and that and the other. He could have done many things in the meantime. And now he's getting to Shul. And now, let's say there is no water accessible. Does he need, there's no sink in Shul. Old fashioned Shul, there's no sink there. Does he need to wash his hands? Yes or no? Does he need to go out of his way to get hold of water? Yes or no? Wash for davening. Absolutely. This very halacha is the source for exactly what you're saying now. This is the makor. This is exactly it. Exactly. This is the makor. Shulchan Aruch paskens, you don't need to. You don't need to worry so much. Because stam yodaim nekiyos is saying exactly what you say. Generally, our hands are clean. So yes, you've driven in the meantime. Yes, you've done this and that and the other in the meantime. You may or may not. Your hands may or may not be clean. But stam yodaim nekiyos, since you know you washed your hands before that, you know positively aware of any dirt getting to your hands, therefore the halach is, no, if there's no water out accessible to you, don't worry about it, you can daven, it's fine. Yeah. So it's not, yes, the answer is, there is, the post can say, it's not good enough to just have a bit, the post can mention, it's not good enough to just have a bit of, bit of water on your fingertips. That's not good. It's not. Yeah, my machonim style won't do for here. On the other hand, there's no halacha that needs to be the same way than the tiras l'laim suda. It doesn't have to be the same. So there is not a keli. No, but lechatchila should use a keli, but the eved would do without. But the eved. Yeah, right. Why is it that? Because it needs. Why is it that Bedi Eved needs a keli? Why is it that Chatchili needs a keli? I don't remember why. Maybe because of Shvicha, I'm not sure why.
Does it have to be three times?
So that's an interesting one. It's a machloikas as well. It's a machloikas as well as to whether you need three times. Many poskim actually say you don't need three times. Many poskim say, would you? No, you won't need to. Al-Pi-Aloch, you don't need to. Yeah, I know, but Al-Pi-Aloch, you don't need soap. Aloch, it's not brought down, you need soap. You need water, you need, but it doesn't need soap.
It's just a matter of putting your hands on the tap.
Right, so no, not with it. Needs a chatchila a keli. It would need a keli. It does need a keli. Although there's a machlokes about three times. The machlokes if it will need three times. It's a machlokes. Yeah. So that's but we're definitely halacha is stamid am nekiyah saying. But what we are learning over here is that it says if there is water accessible, what's the halacha? If there is water right accessible, you will need to wash your hands. If there's no water accessible, you don't need to. You don't need to. But if there is water accessible, you should. That's the halacha over here. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoten Chof Gimel says, "Is yach daitu roitze loyma shehiflig harbe." There's much time between the tilil atfila, between washing hands and the davening. Ach is yach daitu until his mind have gone away. That means that if, for instance, somebody washes hands at home and he keeps his mind on his hands and then he goes to shul, then the halacha won't apply. He won't have to wash again. It's only somebody who's mesiach das, hiflig zman merubah. For kolchkin sheshayich hezach das bin anetil shesachas tefilas amincha. Certainly, if you wash your hands in the morning, that's not good enough for mincha later on, hours later. Tzrichim netil sifkot nchav dalet dekim desiach taitu mishmiros nalocha is we do require him to wash his hands again. There is a poskim hold. Your hands are askonis, they are busy. For shame on Nogim Mokum and Toifus, and maybe they did touch something dirty. So this is the halach over here. Where we paskin in Tzif Hei. So again, Tzif Hei, we paskin that stam your daim nikio is saying, and really make a din, you don't really need to wash your hands if there's no water accessible. If there's no water around, you don't need to wash. However, if there is water available, you should wash your hands. And if there is no water available, since standing in your time, the key is saying, you won't have to wash your hands, but yes, you should actually rub them if you can. And if there's, if you can. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop and we'll continue tomorrow with Sif. Sif Vavim, it's Hashem. Yeah.